Thank you. It's again a privilege and a great honor for me to be able to share God's word with you. Thank you for your welcome. Caitlin was supposed to do the children's talk because she's good at 5 minutes. I think it's me being an African, I just, my brain freezes. So the idea of the story about mosquitoes was supposed to end with a small challenge, which I'll give to you and then you can pass on to your children, okay? Because I forgot, I just went blank. You see, you wouldn't think that a mosquito kills more people than the hippo and the crocodile. It's the smallest of those three. When you want to get rid of it, you just squash it like this. It takes no effort at all. Its bite is nasty. And if I wanted to be nasty to you, if you visited me, I'd prepare your bed. You know, put a mosquito net on, because that's what we do. So you would think you were nice and safe. And then I would just make sure that there was one mosquito in there, in your net. And then the first thing at breakfast, I would ask you, how was your night? You would realize that this little thing can actually cause a lot of havoc. The point being that, friends, we might, as Christians, come across as being small and being in the minority. But in the hands of God, we are significant. This is what we were singing just now here. This is what Graham Kendrick wrote. So, if you think you're, which is actually causing havoc right now as we speak in Africa, because it's not about us, it's about God in us and allowing Him to work, allowing Him to demonstrate His power through us. If you think, I come from a background where I thought I'm just nothing, I'm just an African. You see, this was, at that time, white-dominated Rhodesia, in which I grew up. I cannot do anything. I'm just an African. I'm nothing. And God has had to deal with that in many different ways, but over and over again reminding me that I am made in His image. You are made in the image of God. That sets you apart from everything else in creation. That means that you are special. You are significant. And so when you read in the scriptures how the scriptures say, you know, with God nothing shall be impossible, you can add yourself to that and say, with God and me nothing shall be impossible, because it's nothing to do with you. It's just you being yielded to God's purposes, being yielded to His Spirit, and God will use you. We are living at, we're going through times in which the Christian faith in this country comes across as being, we are under siege, we are cornered. I think many of us here are even scared of expressing our views at our workplaces or at play, because they seem to be the last thing that everybody wants to hear. But be reminded of this, that everything that works well in this country was built on the foundation of this book. This is true. And as people reject it, we cannot afford to stand back and watch. We need to put on the whole armor of God and step in and say, we can do something. Like Caleb say, you know, God will give us this mountain. We can take it. So, I meant to say this to the children so that, you know, they have their own challenges at the playground at school as well. And you as Christian parents, you hear this and you think, what are we going to do? Well, you can emigrate to countries where things are still okay. But I want you to know that God expects you to stand up in Him and fight. Okay? That's not my message. I want to I want to share with you from the Gospel of